One thing's for sure, the extreme weather conditions, the effects upon the planet are absolutely happening. It snowed in the Caribbeans, Josh.
Oh,
Well,
wow.
Josh, there's all these extreme weather conditions, and we're hearing about atmospheric compression, okay, which is driving the jet streams down, and which then is creating more straight line winds, which is creating a lot more events that is causing more and more extreme weather conditions. It doesn't even have to be tornadoes. I mean, just straight line winds are blowing roofs off houses. And so we got a lot of things going on as far as the earth is being affected. Plus, something's causing the sun to be way more volatile, way more sunspots, way more solar flares. So again, there's this, the heavens are being shaken. And Jesus said it would happen, and we're seeing the beginning effects of it, and it's only going to intensify, I believe, the closer we get to the coming of the Lord. But here's one good thing about what Christ said in Luke 21. He said, okay, men's hearts would fail them for fear for looking after those things that are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, look up. He didn't say go find a bunker and hide, but look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Here's the difference. The people who don't have hope in Christ, they're going to fall dead because they can't stop what's going to hit them. But the people in Christ are going to say, praise God, I can see the Lord coming soon. So it's kind of a, depends which side of the fence you're on, you know.
Amen. Yeah, and that's so cool. And there are different ideas on how this would play out. Some people think that Planet X is going to collide with the Earth, or some think that it might not even get close to be able to physically see it, but just the gravitational effects or whatever on the Earth will affect it in some way. What do you believe is the most plausible Planet X scenario that might play out in our near future?
Yeah, I really think that it's not going to hit us. Okay. I really don't. I don't think it will hit us at all, but I think we'll get hit by some of its debris. We will run into its debris, I believe, in its trail. And that's going to mean some fire and brimstone. I mean, some fireballs, some deep impacts down the road. And I'm not even talking about the big ones in Revelation 8:8, the seventh seal. I'm just saying leading up to that. We're going to be having more and more fireballs and meteorites and some stuff's going to get really crazy, very chaotic. Won't be the end of the world, but people will know. They will know we are being affected. And at some point, NASA can't hide this forever. They're going to have to come clean. And the reason they're not now is because you'd have total anarchy and panic. The minute you let this genie out of the bottle and it's over, mankind will go insane. So they have to wait till it's obvious. And that's what we're hearing from some of the other people who are doing major, some of the scientists actually doing a lot of research are saying it will get to a point where it will be obvious. So it's not, I really don't think we're going to get hit by this. It would destroy us if we did. I mean, certainly just do wipe us out. But I think that we're going to get more and more and more intense meteorites, and the gravitational pull is going to create more volcanic eruptions. Yellowstone may eventually be a product of Planet X. It may actually go off because of Planet X, or the New Madrid fault line might actually, roll back to Mississippi. America has those two big time bombs ticking. And then, of course, all over the world with the Ring of Fire, there's plenty out there that could happen.
Wow, yeah, it's good. We're already living in crazy times, but imagine when that hits. Something else that you did discuss, and to kind of switch gears, but just even more about the crazy times that we're living in, is CERN. So it's an interest of mine as well. What first made you interested in CERN as a topic to talk about in your videos?
Well, CERN is so fascinating. I mean, you got this 27-kilometer tunnel under 400 feet under the ground. It's shooting a beam of light, colliding protons at the speed of light. I mean, it's just so unbelievable to even think about it. To, you know, if someone just walked up and told you this was going on, the average American or average person would say, that's crazy. There's no such thing. There's no way. No, it really is going on. And what they're trying to do, well, they tell us they're trying to find the God particle. Maybe so. It might be part of it. But I think there's a whole lot more with CERN than that. I think that it has to do demonically as much as, you know, spiritually as anything. The opening of a portal began, I began to realize, why in the world would you collide protons and why would you spend the money they're spending to do this? This has to have more of an effect than just scientific study. And I began to study more and more about, you know, you have the three dimensions that we understand, but we have the fourth dimension that Einstein talks about, you know, and also the law of relativity. And you start thinking about crossing into another dimension. And I realized that there's portals. There's no question. There's the gates of hell. There's the opening of the abyss of the darkness. And we can find that in the book of Revelation, you know, when it talks about Apollyon or Abaddon crawling out of, or the angel with the keys to the bottomless pit. Something opens up that pit. Something has to break it open. And I believe that there is, without question, there's a lot of secret societies, and we already know there's a lot of satanic, demonic stuff that goes on. The New World Order is getting in position. The Bible calls it the beast with seven heads and ten horns. But there's a scripture in Revelation 9:11, just saying, okay? Easy to remember. Revelation 9:11 makes reference to something that I think ties into CERN. It says, it talks about these scorpions, okay, that would sting men for 5 months, but it says they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Now, this bottomless pit has to open. And then you can find in Revelation 16, where it talks about three unclean spirits coming out and affecting the kings of the earth. If you go to Revelation chapter 16, verse 13, let me just read a couple verses. It says in verse 13, it talks about I saw three unclean spirits like frogs, so they're demons, coming up out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Talking about the battle in verse 16 of Armageddon. So you have to have a release of, we're not just talking about any demon and devil and the fallen ones like L.A. Marzulli does so great at talking about. But we're talking about a release of demonic spirits that will manipulate the leaders of the world, and that release comes from, I believe, Apollyon, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, and something opens hell's door. Something's going to open the doors of hell, and I believe CERN may be what does it. And it was, you know, they can use the scientific approach for why they're doing what they're doing, Josh, but and it may be so, but I can tell you that spiritually, here's what's happened. Every time they crank CERN up to 13.5 TeV, the last time they did this in 2012, for 2 weeks afterwards, people were seeing what they thought was zombies or dead people walking around. They seen demon spirits. People lost their mind all over the area of Geneva. People were going insane asylums. People were being incarcerated. I mean, crazy things were happening. And it was, I believe it's because they were releasing the demons of hell. And I'm tying CERN into this. I really feel CERN, it plays a role in this.
I agree. And one of the interesting things, too, that I found out, and Tom has done research into this as well, that is that CERN, where it's built, is actually built over an old Roman city called Apollyacum, where their god was Apollo, which ties right back to Revelation.
Right. So, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, that's great research you guys did. And it's absolutely the facts. It's the truth. Why would they strategically build it there? And the whole thing is, there is, without question, there are secret rituals. They do dancing with the devil. There's some actual things they do, and people will make fun of it and say, I don't believe it. Well, nobody believed Bohemian Grove either until Alex Jones crawled in there and got the video. Secret societies, the power brokers of the world, they are in the occult. I mean, we can go back to the days of the Nazis and Adolf Hitler. You have to understand, in the house of horror, in the castle of Himmler, they literally sacrificed people, and Hitler would set up above it with his officers, and they would, as the screams of the victims were being tormented, they would pray for the entities to enter into them to give them power to win the war. The demonic demons are being released, and they're being released among some of the elitist. And where do they get this power? CERN, I believe, is a major power source that may be opening the pits of hell right there.